We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have called us into fellowship with one another through the blood of Christ. You have called us to be brothers and sisters in Christ. You have freed us through his death and resurrection. Yes, freedom has a price. May we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy, recognizing that you have given the ultimate so that we may have life in your name. Amen. We want to base our meditation on the gospel reading from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. And I'd like us to think about love and the freedom that we have because of God's love for us. Everything has a price. I want you to let that sink in for a moment. Everything has a price. I know you get all these things on Facebook or phone calls where there's something free for you. And usually that's not the way it really is. It comes with a price. I would like us to think about the young people who we are sending to the National Youth Gathering this Friday, where there they will gather with 20,000 other youth from around our country. Putting on a National Youth Gathering every 3 years comes with a great price. We know our youth have spent a great deal of time and efforts to raise funds in order to be able to be a part of this gathering. How many burritos have you eaten in the last year, or donuts, to make possible that the young people could attend another youth gathering? Each of these families have had to make a commitment and an investment so that their young person can attend a gathering. For most of the youth who attend a gathering, it is a mountaintop experience. As they interact with fellow Lutherans, and we're only sending 5 kids, but they will be with a whole bunch of others who they will not know, and yet they will get to know as they worship together in those social activities, in those Bible studies, in those main events. And yes, if they're privileged enough to be a part of a servant event, even to take part in a servant event with a number of others. New friends are made. And some of these youth may end up even at the same college, either in a year or two. And they will grow in their experience because of this event. Relationships develop. And some will last the rest of their lives. In 1980, I brought a group of youth out here to the National Youth Gathering, the first one. And out of that gathering, it ended up with 2 marriages. So sometimes it lasts a long time. We need to pray for our young people. I'm sure they're excited, they want to be a part of, but you know, Houston is a big place. And gathering with 20,000 others is quite an awesome experience. Young people, yes, and their leaders will go long hours with little sleep. And there'll be a lot of coffee. And yes, a little sleep. I attended the first 11 gatherings. And what a joyful experience to watch young people grow through that experience. The benefits I saw always outweighed the cost. And yes, there were those who said, we shouldn't do National Youth Gatherings, they cost too much. But if you'd watched how lives had been changed, relationships developed, and young people remembering to this day, and you have some of those sitting here this morning, I know, because I saw them at the youth gathering. They're now parents. Everything has a price. How about freedom? You know, on Memorial Day, we showed a video at the end of service that sort of stuck in my mind. There we came in on a number of cemeteries around the world where, yes, Americans had paid the ultimate price. It'd be interesting to count up all those cemeteries and the number of people who have died willing to give of their life so that you have the freedom you have today. Many of you here have put on a uniform in the service of your country, knowing that the potential was always there to have to make that ultimate sacrifice. And to you, we say thank you. To those who served in Vietnam, we also should recognize, and for some of us who grew up during that period know that when they came home, they were not always welcome as they should have been. Freedom has a price. Today we find ourselves in a divided country. We talk about freedom, and yet it's how we want it to be. We take sides. We display rhetoric that should not be shared, and yet we find it the rhetoric of our day, and it lacks love. But Jesus says, you have heard it said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemies, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute against you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, your reward, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect so that your heavenly Father is perfect. Yes, we are to love. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, imagine having sat there and listened to those words. Jesus saw and experienced the lack of love of his own day. And now today we live in a time in which a lot of people, love is conditional. Our God does not look at us on conditions, but he loves us without conditions. The church ought to be the place where sinners can come to receive Christ's body and blood, the forgiveness of sins, and be able to confess and be absolved together. It is here where we ought to agree with one another. And yet oftentimes the body of Christ can be one of the most divisive places. Freedom has a price. I've experienced Independence Day in Canada and in the United States. There's a lot of similarities. And yet there are differences between these two celebrations, only a few days apart. Canada celebrates on July 1, and we celebrate on July 4th. What is the cost of freedom for you? Is it just about being an American citizen? Or is there more? The real issue of our freedom comes down to realizing who we are under the cross, death, and resurrection of Christ. What he has accomplished for us. Christians should be guided first and foremost by God's love for us. We should be guided and loved as Christ has loved us. We should look at the world differently than the rest of the world looks at itself. That was the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus laying out how Christians ought to live, what freedom was really all about. He is laying down for us the very foundation of what the church ought to be. It ought to be a loving and caring and witnessing community to the world around it. Those youth gathered for 5 days. And a national youth gathering will find life different for those 5 days. There is something special about a national youth gathering where we don't talk about divisiveness or any of the other things. There is a oneness. There is a celebration of who we are because of what Christ has done for us. And He has set us free. I can't tell you the number of times I left an event with teary eyes. Or to watch the young people grow through that experience. And to come home on a mountaintop that they don't want to come down from. We oftentimes want to measure freedom by where we live, what country we're in. I would challenge you to think differently. The freedom that you and I experience does have a price. It was God's only Son. He came into this world, not into just this nation, but into this world, so that He might save sinful human beings. His cross, with all of its shame, He took upon Himself. And He paid there the price of sin, death, and the devil. So oftentimes, it's a beautiful thing to have a wonderful Independence Day celebration and to celebrate who we are as a nation. But as Christians, we ought to be motivated even far more about loving as Christ has loved us. We ought to be reaching out to others all around us to see the many blessings we have because of the great God who we worship. The great God who sent His one and only Son, who took our place and did for us what we could not do. It is about thinking about people who are less fortunate than we are. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for those who are sick. We need to pray for those who are less fortunate. We need to love, not with conditions, but unconditionally as Christ loved us. It is amazing when you read about war and you study war, and I love history. But when you look at a lot of the wars that have gone throughout the world, everybody believes God's on their side. Think about that for a moment. God's desire is that we love one another in a way in which there would be no war. War is the result of our sinful nature. It is the result of the desires of the heart of man. And what comes with it is that freedom has a price. But as Christians, we know that Christ came and made that ultimate sacrifice for each and every one of us. We got to celebrate, yes, this weekend in which it's an Independence Day, but also to celebrate the freedom we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to celebrate as our young people go down to the National Youth Gathering one more time, and we'll be able to affirm one another and grow together. Yes, freedom has a price. Each of us can make a difference if we understand what Christ has done for us. Jesus simply said, but I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Yes, freedom has a price. It was paid for at the cross, where Christ took your sins and my sins and set us free to be people of God. Amen.